is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Prime time, the Sports Den, man. 6 o'clock?
It's messed up my day.
You going to gripe about it?
Yeah, man, I was teaching today.
Teaching your kid?
Yeah, threw off my entire Coleman Academy schedule.
The curriculum?
Yeah. We had to jam-pack everything in.
Well, if you're driving home right now, or if you're sitting at home, guess that's what I should say.
More than likely.
Hopefully you got by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, because if you haven't heard our show before, we're normally on at 8 o'clock.
They're still open for an hour.
Yes, it is a proven fact that if you have ABC with you, our show is much better. Much better. Nothing from anywhere else, just ABC. It's like going to a movie with this 3D.
Mm-hmm.
ABC is the 3D glasses for the Sports Den.
I see in 3D sometimes after I've gone to ABC for a while.
Get to ABC, Fine Wine and Spirits. Go in there and get a lot, man. You earned it at this point. Reach for the good stuff. You can go to any ABC. Beautiful new locations, especially that one by the town center. Get over there. But it is the Sports Den. I'm Denny Thompson. He is James Coleman, at Denny underscore Thompson, at Big Game James underscore 36. And RJ, how you doing, RJ? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Denny.
Why are you angry at me just because I made you cleanse my area? That's your job.
It is my job, but I was going to do it, and then you're like, hey, you missed a couple spots. Hey, over here. Like, I know what
Didn't
I'm
look
doing.
Like he was going to do it to me. Do you?
No, it definitely looked like he doesn't know how to clean. During this epidemic and this pandemic, people need to be comforted. And if you're going to clean. Like, make sure the area is right. Like,
yes.
Especially when you come in and you tell us you have rations on Clorox wipes.
That he's used all of them for himself.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I thought they gave you guys your own bottle.
No, we don't. See, JJ knows that. That JJ understands that. Everybody's having to make sacrifices right now, RJ. Everybody, including college football coaches, which is where we're going to start. Sacrifice.
See the PSAs?
Huh?
See the PSA?
From
the California coaches, San Jose State, David Shaw at Stanford, and whoever Cal's coach.
No.
They're imploring people to wash their hands, stay indoors, so that they can all get back to what they love the most.
Making money?
Football.
Oh.
Too.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely making money.
So the recruiting game has changed so much. If you guys don't know, if you haven't heard us, I train quarterbacks as my full-time job. James used to train athletes. Now he sits around talking about athletes, but he played at Florida State. He's been around this for a long time. So we're involved in the day-to-day operations of college football and the NFL as well. And, man, I don't know in the sports world, like, I know there's nothing on TV, so you're thinking, man, things have changed a ton in the NBA and all that. No, listen, where they've really changed is college football.
Mm-hmm.
And in so many different ways, one being that people don't really know how many scholarships they're going to have to give this upcoming year. And so there's a lot of different angles we can go into that, but I want to start there. This time of year, we're almost in April, so this time of year is usually the time where you start to see a ton of offers going out to seniors, to right. upcoming seniors. So this would be class of 2021 guys. You would just about to be getting into spring football here at the high school level, which, let's be real, at the high school level, spring football is a recruiting fair.
Right. That's when you get your offers.
Right. I mean, your big programs here, Reigns, Bowles, UC, Bartram, name what, Sandalwood, all those, they'll have 100, 120 colleges come through in a 20-day period looking at their guys. So it's not just a time for them to go and scout these guys, because I don't think much of that happens, really. They've already scouted. It's a relationship time, right? It's introducing yourself as a coach to this player and vice versa, and then a bunch of offers go out. That's out the window. That's not going to happen. This time of year usually is when kids are going to schools on unofficial visits, going to check them out, again, going to get that relationship. I'm going to get that offer, going to see the facility. None of that's happening. None of it. There's question on, is there going to be a season this coming year?
A lot of questions on if it's going to be a season. I mean, got dumb stuff. Like, it went viral. After you talked about the guy who said we're going to move it up to July?
Yeah.
Like, nah, that's all the message group. All the groups that I'm in are just like.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But, you know, a lot of. But not just football. Obviously, football is all we really care about here in the South and Florida. And I say we, speaking as most people, I like all sports, being a guy who trained all sports. But it affects everybody. The full scholarship sports, it affects a little bit less than – it makes it more complicated than it does the non-full scholarship. But those guys still have to figure out how to manage and maintain their rosters as well. But how do people communicate? How do people, during what's supposed to be a dead period?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's the most – the craziest thing.
Which is a stupid rule right now, by the way.
One – it's a stupid rule altogether. There is no such thing as the dead period. But when you hear dead period, you're thinking, obviously, with Corona, except for Liberty, which that turned out really bad, or like how most people expect, there are no people on campus, so you can't show up to campus. But I guess Kansas did the virtual tour, and that was kind of innovative almost a little bit. Coaches call... not unlimited, but they have opportunity to call or whatever, return to text. But during a dead period, it's supposed to be no communication. Yet you've got kids popping left and right to the big schools. Ohio State's benefited a lot from guys.
Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why you're seeing commitments right now.
Because it's get it done or not.
Lock up your spot. I mean, I've got a quarterback that I train that we talked the other day and said, listen, you need to go ahead and commit because there's so much uncertainty, and this is a really good quarterback. And he called to commit, and they said, and they've been like begging him to commit. They said, no, whoa, we're not taking any quarterback commits right now because we don't know how big our class can be. We still got to find that out. So if you can commit, if you're listening right now and you're a high school player and you feel pretty comfortable with one of your offers, like that's where you want to go. Now ain't the time to be bluffing. You better get it in. Like, it is a whole different world out there right now than what it was even 3 months ago, man, especially in the recruiting world. But keep going on the virtual tours, though, because the way these guys are recruiting, number one, the dead period is so stupid right now.
Right.
The NCAA needs to come in and say, you can call these cats up to a certain amount of times. I get don't bother them while they're with family, allegedly, and all that kind of stuff. But it doesn't need to be a dead period during this time. Recruiting needs to happen on some level.
Right. Because right now, this wouldn't be a dead period. They would be at college on college campuses looking at spring ball. Florida State would be, I guess, but this would have been the second week or after spring break. Because spring break wasn't last week, was it?
It was last week.
So this would be where they're really getting into it, getting into practices and things of that nature. And guys would be coming, which I'm shocked at how much free time kids have anyway. Recruiting is weird like that now. Like, I know what I'm doing at 7 a.m. at a practice. I've planned my schedule around. I'm okay missing work or whatever I need to miss. Why are you missing school? And you're from, like, Nebraska on a Monday. Mm-hmm. Like, that's – all right. Again, I'm not saying any specific. That's why I use a random state. But, like, somebody's getting paid. Ain't nobody that rich. Unless kids are not poor like they talk about on Twitter and they're just quoting rap lyrics. I know what I couldn't do. My mom wasn't flying me in the middle of the week to go see some damn football practice. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have had to been – I would have benefited from the virtual tours or something like that. But to say that, Kansas had a virtual junior day. And basically the coaching staff was there. They used, like, a Zoom meeting or whatever. And they pretty much showed them all of the different things, and they were able to probably – and it's actually kind of more interactive if you really think about it. You can gauge, and a lot of times when you just put up on a grease board, and you're putting X's and O's up there, they're like my six-year-old who just discovered that. He's like, Dad, were you an O or were you an X? Mm. Like, that's what most of these kids – you think you know, and it's better, mm-hmm. but you really don't know. Now, on a Zoom meeting or – we use StreamYard sometimes for stuff. Google Hangouts, all these different things. You can actually screen capture.
I use
screen.
It via Spaces. Since we're
Might as well just give them a plug. You can get to do a screen capture, and you show them what the play looks like, and more people are visual in that manner. And you can show what climbing the pocket means, what the X is doing, what the Y is doing, what the Z, blah, blah. explain to them what the X, what the Y, what the Z is.
What it is, yeah.
When you're doing your individual meetings with the players, so you and then you can have them mark it up and do stuff like that. So it's a little bit more. I like it. I think this should have already been a part of. It's a way to get around it because there are no rules for Zoom.
Right.
The rules are for text messaging. The social media, and the reason why I say you can't say Zoom is really any different than if I go out and I play this kid on Madden on the PS4 on the PlayStation.
It's funny
Network,
you say that
because that's what they've been doing during dead periods.
There are some college coaches right now trying to understand what the rules are. There and it's like if I was a college coach right now, I would 100% be in that I'm going to ask for forgiveness instead of permission camp. No doubt. Like everything from the way I'm communicating with my current team to the way I'm recruiting, like you can so easily say, well, man, I didn't know. Okay. I mean, what are they going to do at this point? But to be sitting around doing nothing cannot be an option if you're a big boy in college football. Like it's interesting, the quarterbacks that I have in right now, they just now are finding ways, the colleges, they being the colleges, are just now finding ways to keep these guys busy. I'm talking about everything from tracking heart rate through a watch and seeing how much they're working out to the Zoom meetings, to the virtual meetings, to the virtual classrooms, to the team meetings, to position meetings, all that kind of stuff. They're just now finding out, okay, how do we put our playbook on here? How do we teach? How do we get something going right now? Because I think everybody's realizing they're not coming back. We may not have them back on campus until middle of the summer, at the earliest. When this thing first happened a couple weeks ago, my interaction with colleges was, okay, hey, Denny, we need you to keep them in shape for about 2 or 3 weeks. It quickly went from, yeah, they're going to be there for 6 weeks, to now, these guys may be getting in there in time for fall camp.
If that.
Right.
And we don't know. And what you may see is, again, which is kind of the, I don't want to say cool because it's probably the wrong word, but bear with me. The arguments that a lot of people have been making for across the board with a lot of things before the virus, you can't work from home. You can't do this. You have to do that. Well, when faced with necessity, we're seeing that the country can run a lot different than what we've mandated. Mm-hmm. So what was the one thing that they've always said can't happen? Even though it happens one level below, you can't have a playoff because they need that month break in the month of December. Well, what's going to end up happening is if they are going to have a fall, more than likely the season's going to have to get moved back. Mm-hmm. You're going to probably – or it may still be condensed.
And here's what they're going to find out.
That you can play those games.
Not just that. The ratings are going to be through the freaking
because
roof.
Because everybody – now, the NFL might be pissed, but they'll have to understand because most of the time in December, heck, even when I've been trying the last few years, when I've been trying to balance what I need to do with my trips and things, the month of December is great because all I only have to do is worry about the NFL as opposed to during the rest of the fall, I got to travel wherever FSU is at, and I have to make sure my butt is either back or in a position to where I can watch this NFL game so I can be able to speak about it intelligently. Or relatively intelligent. Mm-hmm. But they're going to see that, oh, wow, we could have pushed this back. We could play games. We can play games. We could have had an extended playoff. And they may not do anything fiscally about it or physically about it in the beginning, but the fans are going to clamor because now we know, which we've always known, but now we have the energy and we have the proof to say that you're full of crap. It ain't about the kids' safety. It ain't about the academics. It's about the dollar.
Well, they're going to find out, too, the game's better because you're not playing in 200-degree weather.
Fair.
Like, and that's been – you and I have been consistent on this. Is for a couple years ago, the big deal was not concussions. It was heat. Mm-hmm. It was how do we manage heat?
Which it's like when I first – like, not when I first – when I came out in 02. Actually, fall of 2001, I believe, because 2000 is when all of those guys started dying. All those large humans were dying of – ephedra, or basically, but it was because their heart rate was so sped up, metabolism was hot, combined with the heat, they were checking everybody. So that was really all the craze, almost for a decade. I remember when I was coaching at Atlantic Coast to where they changed it to where you can't have a longer than 3-hour practice. And if you do, you have to break it up. And that's the only way you can have
two-a-days. Which was so unbelievable.
And you have to have it at a certain time. And
but we're going to make you start practicing earlier in the year.
But then that's what happened when they're like, okay, when coaches were, okay, we're going to change it. We're going to let you practice in July.
And right.
Like, wait a minute. That's not. Heat acclimation is the key. And you can only get acclimated to the heat by
being
in the heat. But you see all these rules. Like, I went from freshman two-a-days, which I think was the best thing for me at Florida State. Better than coming in the spring. Freshman two-a-days is when you got your coach one-on-one for an entire week, and they teach you exactly what they want from practice. I think that's awesome. Two-a-days every day to no freshman two-a-days, which obviously I didn't have to do it, but they eliminated it in general. 2-1, 2-1, or 2-1, 2-2. It was something like that. Then it was you can't have two consecutive two-a-days. You got to have a one in between to whereas you only get three two-a-days or some BS like that. And it wasn't because of concussions. It was because they were afraid people were going to die of heat. Mm-hmm.
On their watch. Well, I'm talking about from a fan's perspective. Listen, you want to go down to Gainesville and watch them play Tennessee Martin in the first or second week of September? No. Hell no, you don't want to. Will you go in October?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll make that track down there if it's 75 at night instead of 96 at kickoff. Like, what they're going to find, they keep wanting to understand how do we get people in the stadium, they being NFL and college. Well, there you go. Don't put it where it's hot as heck out there. Like, Jag games, you want more people to come? Don't play a 1 o'clock kickoff when it's 100 degrees.
Right.
Like, if you're playing a 4 o'clock kickoff at 85 degrees or 80 degrees.
I'm glad you just reminded me of that. I need to tell my son to slow down.
He can't be in the honor roll.
Getting good
you
grades.
You don't want
right?
those honor roll tickets.
Getting good grades, man.
Not the first game.
Yeah.
You get them the second 9 weeks because the first game, you don't want to be up there sitting by the sun. We got to take a break. We're already behind. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to stay on the college football recruiting thing. I also want to get to some NFL draft stuff, some mock drafts. How about our own, man? 10-10, seven-round mock draft? Somebody had that energy?
That's when you know.
I think it was Hayes, wasn't it? Hayes Carline?
That Corona. I guess him throwing that ball around with his son, he's like, nah, that's hot outside. Let me get in this air condition and make a seven-round mock.
We'll get to that. Who do you guys want to see the Jags draft as well? You can hit us up on the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures. We'll get to all that coming up next.
XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
It is the Sports Den on a Monday night. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. Hopefully everybody's not already tired of all their family. Hopefully.
I mean, obviously.
Still got a while.
It's something that I know that I struggle.
You struggle with?
No.
Huh?
I'm good. I'm not struggling.
I thought you said you, something.
I said I know some people who are struggling.
Oh, there's some of you like, yeah. Yeah. I've got a client who's a divorce attorney, and he's like, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be good getting for him.
I'm happy for him. Whenever the courts open back up. Who knows? Like, everything's shut down. Nobody knows anything.
Yeah. Hey, you made a comment earlier about Jameis Winston coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, off air. You really believe that?
No, I was just joking. I think he's going somewhere else. But I heard something else that made me – question. You made a comment, Cam fits better here.
Cam does fit better.
In the old system. Jay Gruden wants to throw it vertical. He doesn't run all of the play action, all of those different things like that. So it's kind of made me think, like, wait a minute. Maybe Jameis, like, ain't the worst. It may be we don't know. We don't really know which Jay Gruden's coming here, but Gardner worked by improvisation. And extending plays.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't work sitting in the pocket. And we damn sure don't know what going vertical is here the last 3 years. So maybe another quarterback does. I don't know.
See, I think that's crazy, though. Here's what I mean. Not bringing Jameis in is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
as a coach, you can't come in and say, I want to start going vertical. Like, if you don't have the dudes to go vertical with, like, how do you say I want to go vertical and you didn't have a vertical threat at tight end?
Here's the other part.
And I don't, still don't know.
We've gone down and known football. We've sat down and watched football.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it in college. Unfortunately, been beating my head against the wall, watching old FSU film and trying to watch Memphis. Less than Memphis, but more in FSU. Like, that's stupid. Why would you do that? If I came in, I could do this.
Right.
Like, you know, Jay has had to look at the film and be like, well, that was a dumb. Why would you do that in that scenario? This is what I would do, and this is how it will work. You have to you hope at some level you have that kind of confidence that these cats ain't work because the guy who was cooking up the ingredients didn't know, wasn't a good chef.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe that you're – because Jay want, outside of Jay's love of good marijuana and loose women, he wants to be a head coach again in the NFL, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got – there's pictures. We don't know what they were doing in the pictures. They could have been having a church service in Tampa for all we know. But
was it Tampa or Washington?
Washington. You know what I'm saying? But never mind. I'll tell you about the church in Tampa.
All right.
But I just think that he's got to believe that I'm better than what they've had.
Yeah.
And I think that's the – and he has his system and what he wants to do. And
but we talked – and we talked about this last year with – when they brought in Nick Foles. We can go back and pull tape on this. I sat on here and preached to anybody who would listen that the Leonard Fournette, Nick Foles dynamic wasn't going to work because Nick Foles has had his success from the sideline to sideline RPO game, meaning stretch horizontally and find the alley, flip your hips, throw. Leonard Fournette isn't that kind of running back. He doesn't threaten the defense when you stretch him out. He threatens a defense by going north and south. I think Gardner Minshew is a better vertical thrower than what Nick Foles is. Now, when we say vertical, by the way, let's back up for a second.
Yes, explain this to the people.
I don't mean throwing the ball as far as you can down the sideline.
Wow.
That's not what I mean by vertical. What I mean are routes that are going north and south. Can you find the windows and can you hit those? And in order to throw those, you have to be comfortable seeing it. And you have to have receivers that can get open north and south.
And linemen that know how to protect.
Right, for a long enough period of time. So when I say I don't know if we're a vertical team, that's not me talking about Gardner. We've already had somebody, Gardner was one of the best vertical throwers in the league. I'm not talking about Gardner. I'm talking about our offense. I'm talking about everything. Fournette is perfect for a vertical threat.
Right.
Perfect. Because what you do with him is you play action, you suck the safety down, you go over the top of him. They have to account, if you can run the ball, they have to account with an extra guy in the box. That doesn't really help you side to side, but it does vertically.
Right.
Right? So if they want to go vertical, I could see Jameis, but I also could see Cam. I think Cam is a very good vertical threat because of the same issue. You have to play an extra guy in the box to deal with Cam running the ball.
Right. You got to spy.
Right.
One of the things. Yeah,
which takes a guy away from the deep third. Right, so I that's why I think the combination of Cam and Leonard Fournette is a far superior combination than what you had with Nick Foles and Leonard Fournette.
Oh yeah,
I don't think we know enough about Jameis. Jameis is purely a pro style.
Very much so. I'm still trying to figure out the guy who put him down as a dual threat quarterback.
You see his high school film?
Man, again, one thing we know, you don't just lose it like that after a year. Not going to college, it enhances in college. Like, my man went from being Michael Vick in high school to Peyton Manning. He's at more. Let me stop. That's a stretch. He's more athletic than Peyton. But you understand what I'm saying.
He's not much more athletic.
But that's my point.
Well, you know what? He is. He just doesn't look like it.
Name me the person that you've seen in all your years that went from super athletic in high school to looking like a baby giraffe in one season or a year.
That's true.
It doesn't work.
Was he like
that
his first year at Florida State?
We won't know. We didn't see any film.
No.
The first year starting?
Yeah.
He's the exact same quarterback.
Why did I think he was more mobile then?
He didn't have to be. His offensive line had guys that went to the draft. He was loaded at wide receiver.
So when he ran open.
Yeah, exactly. But that Oklahoma State run, it was the most athletic, unathletic thing that I've ever seen. When he, like, scored the touchdown, that just – it didn't make sense. But his legs go everywhere and nowhere. It doesn't work like that. Like, you don't lose that. And you don't lose the confidence that you had.
I think if you're Jacksonville, though, what you really have to decide is do you – it's going to sound stupid, but y'all already know what I'm saying. Do you want to win this year?
No.
I mean, and you – people are going to say inside the building, oh, we –
you're supposed to say that.
Yeah, we think we're a playoff team. Well, okay, let's be real here. Are you? Like, do you really think that? Do you really? Because you may go sign Cam or you may go sign Jameis, and they may still sit behind Gardner. And you may just have a $15 million backup again. Like, haven't we been there enough? And what's the payoff for that? You're just spending $15 million.
Fair.
Just,
I mean, I guess it's just you got to figure out what it is you want.
I think you got to figure out what it is you want more than anything. You got to get a 3-4-5 year plan. And this was, I'm beating a dead horse, but this is why I didn't like them keeping specifically Caldwell. Is you've got all these draft picks and you need to have a plan for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Not just personnel-wise, but what is your identity? Because in 2017, it was good defense, don't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
And you quickly realize, well, we can't do that with Blake because he's going to turn the ball over. He's going to throw it off somebody's head. He's going to throw it off somebody's foot. My dude's going to find every way to turn it over. Is that still it? It doesn't look like it. Like, and you've got to figure that out first, and then that can lead you to, do we want a quarterback now? Do we want to roll with Gardner? I don't think they know that right now. Like, that's the thing. If you really stink this year, you could stink and get your quarterback. You could stink and have a ton of cap room. You know what I mean? Like, you could stink at the perfect. You stunk for so long. Stink when you should stink.
Actually, just a random question just popped up in my head.
Go ahead.
So we're having a draft, right? Say hypothetically we don't – there's no football season.
Mm-hmm.
The rules state that if you don't sign and you don't play in 365 days, you re-enter – or by a certain time you re-enter the draft. Do they keep this year's draft the way they are and everybody gets re-slotted and our picks the same are the same picks? Yes. Or is there a lottery if there's no season?
Yeah, there's no way they let that rule go. There's no way.
No, but I'm saying, okay, they keep them.
Yeah.
What do you do?
My guess is they're still going to sign like they sign.
No. I'm not even worried about this one. That's great.
Once you take a penny, you're.
You know what I'm saying? Let them sign, do all that jazz. It's all great.
Are you talking about for next 21?
Next year. They don't play a football season.
In college?
No. No football is played. We go met like do the Jags draft in the exact same position?
Oh.
Do you scout the guy? I guess you got to scout the guys based upon what you saw. Do you draft Trevor? Like now, I guess Trevor is affected obviously because now you don't need the number one pick because you probably drafted a quarterback last year with the number one pick, and they both have a year off.
Now that is interesting. I haven't thought about that. I'm hoping we don't have to deal with that. I mean, I think the NFL is going to find a way to play some games.
You know what? They should just play video games. Just play Madden. Update the rosters. Let the okay. Straight simulation, right? Like what the NASCAR drivers, I guess, are doing that JJ hates.
Mm-hmm.
Straight simulation. Offensive coordinator, boom. You're calling
Man,
your
just
plays.
Stop. Just
their
stop.
Defensive coordinator's calling their plays, and we go in and we watch this in arenas or at home.
I'll pass.
You don't think that would be great?
Nah, I'll pass.
How you finish your season?
I'm
is
the
based
wrong
on how
dude
you finish
to talk
season.
About the esports world, man.
I'm just saying, like, these are guys that, no, don't let them play because if you're actually pushing X's and O's, I mean, pushing the keys, you know the glitches. Those esports guys will whoop any. pro guy or professional coordinator, but I want to see the breakdown here.
You laugh about that. I am really surprised that somebody hasn't, like, while there's no sports program on, is gone and taken advantage of something like that and gotten, like, players from each team to play through a tournament
something.
And televise it. I'm really surprised.
You don't have to quarantine. There's social distancing, and you can social. Remember the last lockout was when they had the 40.
Virtually.
Well, I'm saying when they had the 40-yard dash
tournament,
they had all these other things. Like, where are all the creative geniuses that could be? We don't have anything. We're watching marbles on Twitter. Go pitch an idea. You don't have to, like, matter of fact, you can have people set up at one track and people set up in another one virtually, and they race each other. It just, because again, it's just a straight distance.
Yeah.
Whoever crosses the line, crosses the line. You're competing in your head.
I don't want to watch that crap.
You don't know what you don't want to watch.
I don't
after
want to watch that.
After week 16 of nothing.
Yeah.
You don't. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch all the Western hillbilly, the whitewash hillbillies of West Virginia or something like that somebody told me about. That's kind of like Tiger King. Which, by the way, my neighbor is now hooked.
I can't bring myself to watch.
How many episodes did you watch?
I didn't. I can't turn it on.
I'm going to shout out Winston. There is nobody like more bullheaded, it's not going to do it, than my man Winston, who I love dearly. Winston text messaged me. He's like, dude, does this get any better? You and JJ are wrong after episode 2. Next day. Dog, I can't believe that was like that. It got worse. It was like watching a train wreck. If Winston can watch it, you can watch
it. I'll tell you what, I'll get loaded up on ABC and I'll have to do it then.
It's probably way better. That's a really good idea.
That's probably the only way I'm going to do it. 576 just hit us up on the text line. Designed by Lifetime Enclosure says Tiger King was a 6 out of 10.
I mean,
is that good?
Right now, that ain't bad.
All right, let's get to mock draft stuff. I want to get, like, Hayes did this 7-round mock draft. If he's going to put that much work into it, we better mention it, because that's a lot of work that we wouldn't do. No way. We're having a hard time doing a 1-round mock draft.
I mean, yeah. The guy gave us the template, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up next.
1010XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
It is a Sports Den brought to you by thehumidor.com. Make sure you get to thehumidor.com for all your cigar needs. Load up the cart and then type in Sports Den, all lowercase, all one word. You get 20% off plus free shipping from thehumidor.com. That's where you need to go. Of course, times are a little different these days for businesses, and I think everybody around here is doing a pretty good job of staying local, doing what you can. Like, I know we're trying to order out as much as we possibly can. I mean, people put like, I mean, I'm a business owner, and I can tell you it's affected us. Like, people have put so much time and something out of their control now has just like changed their whole world, man. It's sad.
It is.
It is sad. Now's a good time to try out some different restaurants, get them delivered or go pick it up. Make sure you tip too, if you can. Let's do that. So one of the things we're doing at 1010 is making sure that we promote local businesses, especially partners of ours here at 1010, and just check in, see how they're doing, making sure everything's okay. And so we're going to bring on Nathan, the GM, Nathan, big dog Nathan from Gordon Chevrolet. What's going on, Nathan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Just trying to stand outside a little bit and enjoy the evening. Sun's going down. It's beautiful out.
How does the car business work during this? I hadn't even really thought about that. Like, I mean, are you guys open, closed? Like, what's the deal with the car business right now?
We are open, and I can't say business as usual because it's not usual for anything going on right now. It's craziness. We, of course, we're taking steps to clean our showroom, and we sanitize the door handles every couple hours, and we're, you know, passing out the hand sanitizer and trying to keep distance between people, but you know, people still need to get around. They need to get to work. They need to get the car fixed, to get it maintained. So service is fairly busy, and sales department too.
Do y'all have toilet paper at Gordon Chevrolet?
Well, as a matter of fact, I ordered a couple extra cases, so we're good.
There you go.
Well, you know what? That's
clutch right there.
That's critical stuff. You know, I found something to be true. If you buy that, I call it sandpaper on a roll. It's the a major brand, but it's one fly instead of two fly.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It actually lasts a long time.
Gordon Chevrolet is over off of Blanding Boulevard. I'm really digging the Tahoes right now, man.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
The new ones?
Yeah. I've always been, I don't know why, like Tahoes have always fit my eye, but I saw one the other day and it's just like, man, I'm kind of getting that itch now.
Y'all got Capris over there? Some old school ones?
Well, might have a used one here or there, but they're pretty scarce nowadays.
Oh, man.
What's the what's the hot seller right now for Chevy?
Always the Silverado. That's our number one vehicle. We could almost the same business just selling Silverado trucks.
Oh, the new Vets come in? Y'all got those yet?
We got one in that was ordered special for a good friend, and he took delivery on Saturday. And everybody was drooling on it when it was coming off the truck. It's pretty neat. Have you guys had a close look at that thing?
No, I've just seen pictures. It's unbelievable.
It's a true high-performance sports car, and it's just dog cheap compared to what other cars that it competes with.
How
think about, the cars in its class, really, it competes with the NSX, which is about, 140, 150? But the Corvette starts at somewhere around the low 60s.
Dude, have you seen these, James?
I just want to know how fast
it goes. No, go Google it now. Like, it is. I'm not really. Sorry, Nathan. Yeah. I'm not a Corvette guy. But when I saw this, I'm like, you know what? I may hit that midlife early.
It's 0 to 60 in 2.9 and a top speed of, I think, like 190.
Mm. No governor on it? I could get 190.
Yeah, you can step on it and go. In fact, right now, if you speed, as long as you lick your license before you hand it over to the police officer, you probably go back.
I like this blue one. I'm looking. Oh yeah,
those things are sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, when things turn around, James and I are going to come up to Gordon Chevrolet and we're going to do like a Facebook Live of one of these Corvettes.
But I got to know how to drive a stick shift though.
Then I'll drive.
No, it's only automatic.
What? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in the game. Put me in, coach. I'm in the game.
Yeah. Hey, Nathan, tell people what they need to know, though, about buying a car during this. Like, I mean, because I don't think that's something that you think of a lot, but there's probably a lot of people listening that were just about to buy a car. What are car companies doing to kind of help people through this, payment options or their special finance deals? What's going on?
Right now, the biggest deal is rates as low as 0% for up to 84 months with 120 days to first payment.
Oh.
And that's a pretty strong offer. It goes through tomorrow night. I hope they extend it. We'll know Wednesday morning. That's been really a good thing for us for the last week and a half because General Motors usually steps up when there's a crisis at hand.
So wait, hold on. Let me make sure I understood that. Hold
run
on.
That, run back, that
back up. Back up. So you're saying
people with bad credit?
Yeah.
I think I want a Corvette.
James wants to drive a Corvette for 120 days.
Yeah.
No, hold on. So I'm gonna make sure I get this right. You're telling me that if your credit's good, you can come in there, you can get 0% financing for 84 months and wait 120 days to make your first payment.
Correct.
Dang.
Yeah, it's a pretty good offer. If your credit's not so good, there's still some delayed payment opportunities. So, we got lots of options right now. There's also real strong rebates. If you choose not to go with 0%, you can, and we can get you a decent rate. Oh, here's the big deal. Right now, if you want to go get a loan from your credit union, your only answer is you got to go to the drive-through window and you got to wait there while they do all the paperwork. It literally can take you an hour to get a loan in the drive-through at a credit union. And a lot of dealerships, especially ours, we have almost every credit union in our portfolio. So we can write contracts for the major ones like ViStar and Community First. And it's the same rate. So you can come to the dealership and not have the hassle of waiting.
So you can go to the dealership, sit in air conditioning with toilet paper.
Yeah, there you go. You get a roll of toilet paper if you buy a car, too.
Sanitize. Oh, easy now. You better be careful with that one, Nathan. Forget the 84 months. You're gonna have people in there wanting that toilet paper.
it might be single ply, but we're good.
So you guys, is there anything else that you want, like, current customers to know or people around here to know about what Gordon Chevrolet is doing during this time?
You know what? We're being awful aggressive right now, and we're also being safe. So if you want a Chevrolet, look at our website. You can fill out the application online for credit. We'll get you approved. We can even bring it to your house if you want, if you don't want to come down to the store. Either way, it's fine with us. But so we can do almost the whole deal remotely and then just finish it up. We've got a cool thing in our finance department. If you want to sit at home and look at the options, because you can buy extended warranties and gap insurance, stuff like that, we can literally send the presentation to your phone, and you can look at and see all the options that are available to you and pick what you want.
Hey, this one, I know we're keeping you a little longer, but I actually have a question about this.
Yeah.
Do you think there are some things that you guys are learning through this that you'll keep even after this? Like some ways that you're running your business now that maybe are more efficient, more customer friendly, that you were kind of forced to do?
Yeah, I think so, because the car business is always changing. That's one of the things I like about it. It's not the same today as it will be tomorrow. And I think, you know, there's competitors out there, although there's just used car companies like Carvana, for instance, where you can do the exchange, as they call it, online, and they'll bring the car to your house and deliver it, all that stuff. Well, most people don't want to do that because they want to test drive it before they buy it. And so they're still coming into the dealerships. But I think what we've discovered is people don't want to spend the time at the dealership they used to. So they'll do more research online, find out what their trades were, find out about financing options. And when it all gets down to the nitty gritty stuff, then they'll come in. Then we can get them in and out of there in a hurry. They can come down, test drive the car if they like it, sign the paperwork, and they're gone. So we're trying to speed up the process at the dealership. Nobody wants to sit there for 3 or 4 hours while we get everything approved and all that garbage. So what we're being forced into, and I think it's a good change, is trying to get the whole experience under an hour once you tell us go.
Yeah,
and get you out of there. And I think we've accomplished that for the most part. You know, sometimes if the credit's a little tough, it takes a little longer. We got to get the right terms for you. But generally, we can, if the preliminary work is done, get you out of there in a hurry. So
awesome. Well, make sure you guys are if you're planning on buying a car, like you really want to help things out right now, then go buy one now. Don't wait. Go buy one now. Get to Gordon Chevrolet over off of Blanding Boulevard. And make that happen. Put me down for a Tahoe and James down for a Corvette, if you will.
All right.
And we'll pay you later. We'll pay you later.
Hey, just a comment. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and especially, you know, support your local restaurants.
Yes, sir.
That's good advice, man. They're going to be gone if we don't buy the food.
Yes, definitely.
You know, we got to get in there and tip them well, because they're still putting it together for you. So.
Yep. Well, Nathan, we sure appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Hope you have a great evening.
All right, you too. Good to hear from Nathan at Gordon Chevrolet. Support your local businesses. Get out there. Mock draft, Hayes Carline, the stud that he is, said, "Bump y'all, I'm going to do a 7-round mock draft." I kind of like it. I love his first pick. 9th overall. Jags take defensive tackle Derek Brown.
Okay.
Then he's got, in the first round, the Jags going offensive line and going left tackle Austin Jackson from USC. Have we ever drafted a left tackle from USC other than Tony Baselli?
Oh, USC.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
That worked out.
We've drafted other left tackles, though.
Yes, we have. If they draft left tackle in the first round, what are they doing with Cam? Are they just... he's saying what Hayes is saying is it would allow them to move Cam inside.
And I get that. Great research. And I know we're going to get into this more. But there's something that we do have available at this station that not everybody has. The football guys.
Okay.
It's a rather large football guy who speaks on a lunch bunch. We were having a cigar before all of this madness happened. And I brought that same thing up. To not bash Hayes, I was under the same thought process.
And he said, James, have you ever really, like, just looked at Cam? Like, he's – to be a guard, you have to be almost built like me or wider. He's like, he don't have enough ass to play that position. That's part of the problem that he's having at tackle in general. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a guy who's all he's done is play tackle, and all he does is basically his job is the vertical set. So you're going to bump him inside to where he has to mash with – I know this sounds – this is great analysis. He's got to mash with mashers.
Yeah.
They're bullies. They're bigger. Like, the only way I can really describe it is kind of – and this is a weird thing. So at fullback, I get a good run, good head of steam before I hit somebody. They tried to put me like we had some tight ends go down, and they was like, "Hey, just go up there on that line, and put." It's a little different world when you gotta like, get your hand like, like I'm not ready for that. I need to like, I need my cheek.
I want to be moving forward.
Yeah, so moving somebody to a position, that stuff works really well on the video games. Not again, this isn't that just to tell everybody else who's like who can't visualize it, but. Like, you're taking a guy who's dealing with just a better athlete to dealing with somebody who may be a better athlete and just as physically stronger and nastier than you. And that's I never really thought about that until Big Leon, Big Cirrus actually brought that up. So I just think he would have to be a floating guy.
I think if
that's all you would have to do.
Yeah, because he's on a rookie deal, so you could get away with that. But you're essentially giving up on him.
Basically.
Is what you're doing and saying, okay, you're not going to be our starter because I don't think you're going to draft 20th overall for a guy that's going to not start. If you are, that's stupid. You're supposed to get starters in the first round.
That's the reason why you traded to get more first-round picks.
Right. Second round, I like this. I like this. Hayes has us taking Christian Fulton, the corner from LSU.
Okay.
Who's a good player.
Yeah.
Third round, defensive end, Josh Uche from Michigan. Oh, I forgot about this guy. Fourth round, KJ Hill, the receiver from Ohio State.
Okay.
He didn't run. He didn't really run what they thought he was. He ran 4.6.
How tall was it? What are his other measurables?
6'1", 196.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you may be able to get him then. 137th overall, also in the fourth round, running back Eno Benjamin from Arizona State.
Oh, yeah. That's the one we were talking about. He was in our game with JJ.
Yes, yes.
It's not a bad running back. A lot of people will probably boo and don't really understand it, but he's not a bad running back.
How about this one? With the other fourth round pick, 140th overall, Shaq Quarterman.
I like that's high for Shaq.
Linebacker from Miami. Fourth round?
But I've seen some with them going like the fifth or sixth. But I like Shaq. Shaq gonna take somebody's spot.
Yeah, he's from Oak Leaf.
I got a chance to interview him at the combine.
He's physical.
Yes.
Very
two
physical.
Two down linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want him in coverage.
Right. He's a Mike. He's a true
but
Mike.
He's something that I believe he'll come in and he'll play.
He had a good combine, man. 6'2", 234 and ran 4.7.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, you want to hear the 4.5. Like, this is why so
I'm fine with
4.7. Not with Shaq. I don't really know what Shaq ran in high school. Mm-hmm. Shaq was really good on film. Like, I wanted Shaq to go to Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
When kids tell me, this is what they're like, Coach James, you always picking on us. 4.4, 4.5, I got to see it. Got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, high school prep athletes – that have either 7-on-7 coaches, the old guy with the 40 sitting on the porch, or your high school coach that have timed you in the 40. These people mean well,
mm-hmm.
but they're not doing you any favors.
Right.
You know, one of the biggest things that I was disappointed in, I never timed him, but the young man from Ed White that went to Auburn.
Yeah, Javaris.
We've heard nothing
Davis.
Before once.
Yep.
To run a
4.2s,
to run a 4.4?
Yeah.
Almost a 4.5, I believe. That's a big difference.
And when we said we heard that, like.
Everybody, not Auburn said
Auburn.
That too.
Yeah, Auburn. It wasn't.
It wasn't just that.
In
but
fact,
like,
there was video of him running that they said it was.
You got to understand that if you're good enough, you're going to go to Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And And this is the standard of all standards. And now there were guys who they talked about who were going to – Ruggs, he believed he was going – he didn't get his time, but he got close.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, those are – there are things that are out there, but I just want to say, people, like, will you – if you go watch Shaq's film, and he's a 4'7", and then go watch your film that right. you're saying you're a 4'5".
Right.
And then go look in the mirror and just say – Something's not adding up. Because when it don't add up, you start subtracting. That's just, you know, that's just some free game by big game.
Fifth round, free safety J.R. Reed from Georgia. Also in the fifth round, tight end Jared Pinkney from Vanderbilt. Okay, how many tight ends are we going to carry? Because now
I mean,
you got
get cut.
I've heard O'Shaughnessy and Josh Oliver.
What you get? You said fifth round?
Yeah.
These are camp bodies.
Not for the Jags.
With the depth that we have at tight end, you're not drafting somebody to keep. Not with just signing the greatest tight end in Jaguars history, Tyler Eifert. You got O'Hennessy, who was going to make the roster. He knows if he doesn't know how to do anything else.
And then you got a third rounder.
And then you got the guy. We got to see what he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Sixth round, John Runyon, guard from Michigan. Yes.
Good.
Same Runyon that played offensive line in the NFL. Like the kid, that was his dad.
Okay.
Also sixth round, Tyree Cleveland, receiver from Florida. I don't think he makes it.
That's the one y'all been telling us that's the technician? No.
Tyree Cleveland, no. You're thinking Van Jefferson.
Okay.
Tyree Cleveland, he's 6'2", 209, and he went 4.46 at the combine.
That's cooking.
I think somebody jumps on him before six because of what they perceive as a ceiling.
Fair.
If you put those up, you're pretty good. And then in the seventh round, Hayes has us taking the quarterback, and I'm okay with this. James Morgan in the seventh round is value, who is the quarterback from FIU.
Let me tell you this. We used to joke about this. The guy that's drafted in the seventh round is typically a need pick, and that's the guy who has the best chance after the third round of making the roster.
Listen,
at least for 1 year.
If I get drafted in the seventh round by the Jags and I am a quarterback, then I'm guaranteed six figures because they're going to, at worst, practice squad me.
Mm-hmm.
At worst. So, I mean, I would love it. If you're a seventh round or if you're a quarterback still there in the seventh round, you should start praying when the Jags come up because you will make, at worst, a practice squad, which is good money now with the new CBA. We got to take a break. When we come back, 8 o'clock, if you haven't heard our show before, this is basically we're telling you what we're hating on right now. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the sports den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you every night by Loose Air Quality, L-U-C-E Air Quality. Get to looseairquality.com. Environmental testing for your home or your business, residential, commercial. They got you covered. Mold investigations. If you've had water damage or fire, you need to get to Loose Air Quality. Have them come out, test your air quality, let you know what's going on. You don't want to live in a house full of mold. It's not good for you. It's not good for your pocketbook either, by the way, if you just let that sit there. You don't really know anybody that does this. We're telling you who does it, and who's the best at it. It's Loose Air Quality, locally owned and operated. That's important right now. Get to Loose Air Quality, L-U-C-E, airquality.com, 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. RJ, that was a very good update, man.
Thank you, Denny. Thank you.
Well done.
I was very self-conscious after you guys, you know, with the mini roasting session last week of another producer that has...
Oh, E.T.? Hmm. Oh, E.T. butchered it.
That wasn't good at all.
I mean, that was, like, historically bad.
That was like a radio Rona. Like, when you catch it, like, he doesn't have it, but, like, when your words catch it and, like, you just can't catch up
mm-hmm.
to the beat. Actually, that was a rapper trying to catch a beat but couldn't catch up to the beat.
You couldn't catch the beat on the freestyle?
Yeah.
You have it?
Let me get it.
Yeah, I mean, we can't talk about it.
If you've ever seen
it.
Girls double dutch, and then somebody gets their foot get caught in the jump rope,
yeah.
and they're trying to get out of it, and they just get more tangled up.
Yeah, I mean, because you got if you haven't heard it, you got to hear
it's
it.
It's good classic radio.
Love ET from Jaguars today. It was just a bad day. Here you go.
And remember to tune in this weekend and next. This weekend and next for the great games of NCAA past basketball. Stay tuned for Jaguars.
I don't want to laugh. I feel so bad. Like, you guys are so mean.
That almost took him out. he was down for the count.
Throwing the towel.
He should have just hit eject at that point.
He came. It was at a track meet. The 110 hurdles. The kid approaches that first hurdle with all the speed and confidence. And it just
couldn't crush up.
And he rolls, but he tries to finish the drill. And he tries to jump over the second one.
By the way, I probably should tell you guys, Rick Ballew's just on vacation. We're filling in for Rick. I saw on Twitter somebody was like, "Where's Ballew?"
He ain't here.
He's not here.
He ain't here. We here.
Got a problem?
Yeah. Y'all get over it and just listen and enjoy. Tell your friends.
We're not normally roughing up Mike Norvell on this show.
That's probably somebody's 8 o'clock tonight. Why is Rick not on his normal hours?
Stuff happens, man.
And the man can't take a vacation? Dang. Y'all stuck with us all week. Get over it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Y'all have 8 o'clock? RJ, you have 8 o'clock?
I don't, actually. I just miss sports, man.
Oh, geez.
RJ's 8 o'clock is finding a girl that likes him.
He's
and then Corona comes around.
Oh, that's true. That's
He's
true.
Got to practice social distancing.
Have you been able to spend time with your new girl?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Got to quarantine them. Quarantine, bae. Mm.
Hey, Has she been social distancing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. We tell each other where we are. Like, hey, I'm here. Or she's like, hey, I'm at the house doing A, B, and C, and then I'm like, oh, cool, I'm just about to.
But y'all got, that Life 360?
What?
That app that you can check on where she's at?
No, I'm not that crazy.
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, we have off-air heard the stories. Like, it's been a rough year, RJ.
What? It's going well for me.
You got 8 o'clock, James, before I make RJ mad. Yeah. He's going to resign tomorrow.
I got a couple of them.
Okay, pick one.
Sprint. It's not all their fault, but it is.
I mean, are we Apple. Really going
to? Like, my bad. It's not Sprint.
Just
it's Apple.
System.
It's Apple.
Okay.
My phone is broke. My phone's actually been broke since Wednesday. It finally officially conked out Thursday. I haven't got it. If you've called me, I ain't heard your phone call. Promise you that.
This leads to an amazing story in a minute. James got called his pants down. That's coming up shortly.
If you
literally
send me a text message and I'm not near my computer, I ain't got it. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It's been one of the most liberating moments in my life.
You live on your phone.
Yeah, but things have slowed down since I don't have the gym. But, I still have my Facebook and my Twitter that are on my iPad, but everything else is whatever. Anybody knows that needs to get in contact with me knows how to get in contact with me. So that's really why I'm not as worried. But I want my phone, though.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. It's still want my phone. So I think I pay for the good insurance, not just the normal insurance. I have the insurance with the Apple Plus protection.
Right.
So I call Sprint, and Sprint, like most companies, they third party their insurance, their carrier, the Assurance. So I called her. Lady was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. They have one of those policies where push one if you want them to call you back.
Right.
As opposed, which I think if you're a company and you don't have that, you're just jerks.
Well, how'd they call you back if you don't have a phone?
I use the house line.
Oh.
Which they had the funny thing
you
is
have
lady,
a house line?
Apparently grandma's been using it.
Oh.
The lady asked me I had to talk to an attorney the other day. She was like, hey, what's the number? I was like, whatever number I just called you on, call that number. She's like, you don't know it? I said, this is the third time I've ever used this phone. I said, I don't want to use it again. But anyways, all that shit, blah, blah, blah. Lady assuring said, hey, I set it all up. I'm going to send it over to Apple because it saves you money. You come through us, it's going to cost you $300-$400 to get a phone, but you play for Apple Plus. It's going to be $99. They'll get you a new phone.
Mm.
Cool. Not a problem.
Also, I hit the jackpot on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Got a check I wasn't expecting.
Okay,
I was happy about it. Deposited that bad boy on Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm already feeling the love of life.
Right.
Go to Apple. I'm texting because they have the chat to a person I clearly know is not American.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can hear their voice through the text.
Through the chat.
And then a guy, I said, like, dude, listen, I got to get ready for radio. I ain't got time to be going on. Is this done? Just send me the link. I agree to pay the $99 plus tax. I just want my phone. Hopefully it'll be here by Monday or Tuesday. Sends me the link. Click the link. Link shows me like $1,600.
Okay.
But then it says if you mail it back, you know, blah, 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 you get that. I'm not hearing, and then during the whole chat, he doesn't say they're going to put a hold or they're going to run my car for $1,600.
Right.
And it only cost me $99 once I return it.
So once they get your phone, they'll give it back. Rebate the $1,500.
They'll rebate the $1,500.
Gotcha.
But they didn't tell me that that's how that worked.
Right.
They told me that all I got to pay is $100.
You can't go into anywhere, which would make it easier.
Which is really where the whole thing. I understand. I'm like, y'all aren't making concessions for Corona. I physically can't go to an Apple store.
Because if you could do that, you could just hand them your phone.
Yeah, and it'll just cost me
the $99.
And it'll give me a burner and then whatever. I've been through that before. But there's nowhere for me to go.
Right.
So, not only first things first, they hit me with the $1,600. Vistar immediately comes and says, nope, that is not you. I know you're broke. There is no, you wouldn't even think to run that.
If you did, we're telling you don't need to.
So they do that, and then I'm like, okay. But the $100 thing goes through.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that's weird. Whatever. All right. Let me just try it again. Maybe I put the card in wrong. So I re-put the card in. Runs it again. Still not getting no phone. No next page. Then I get the text, the email from fraud. Tell them, hey, it's not fraud. That was me, homie.
Yeah.
Put that in. Put it in again. Still not going through. Still not going. So I pretty much, but each time they took, it was $105.96
was what it cost. Times.
So they hit that. It hit me with that four times.
And you still don't have a phone.
And I still don't have a phone. And I had to call them and be I talked to the fraud person. I'm like, hey, all right. She's like, no, they tried to charge you $1,600 and we wasn't having that. We shut that card down. I'm like, well, there's four charges for $105. Well, you got to talk to Apple. I'm like, so you're telling me you shut my card down. I got these four charges. Now I got $35 to get through an entire weekend with. It was very difficult, but long story short, I don't have a phone. I'm pissed. Apple was like, they apologized, but there's nothing that they can do. Like, you got to have $1,600, sir. So you got to be rich to be able to get a replacement phone, which I don't understand it. I am eligible for a new phone with Sprint, but I got to turn this phone
in. So are they? Where are you at now? Are they mailing you the phone? Or you're
just
in limbo?
Quit. I'm in limbo. I'm not.
If somebody can help my man out with this, if somebody's listening and that y'all got some advice.
I was mad.
At Big Game James underscore 36.
Well, maybe mad wasn't that I didn't have a phone. What made me really mad was the fact that they ran my car for $420, $430.
But you got that back now.
Yes. But I needed it.
I got you.
Over the weekend, like. It was something. It got
so
bad.
I'd have spotted you for the weekend if you needed it.
I wasn't thinking about that. I knew I had money, but then I didn't have money, and I wanted some Cold Stone yesterday. You know how hard it is and depressing to tell your kid. Like I got Trey amped up for Cold Stone.
I'd have bought you Cold Stone.
And then I thought about
it.
I'm like, hey man, hey, you've been doing good. Let's go get some ice cream.
No, you didn't. And then you had no, you did not.
I was like, crap. I can't even do it. I can't, because the other account that I do have a little bit more money in, I lost it. Because how I was doing it, I would send money from that account to
the
Vistar
account.
My
checking and savings?
Yeah, basically, no. I would send. But so even if I tried.
You heard that, RJ?
But here's the crazy part. Here's where I messed up at, right? It's Zelle. So Zelle is like, well, we don't know if you're really James, so we're going to send a text message.
And you don't have
to the phone number.
Well,
that
really
number.
Doesn't help.
I don't have the phone number. And even if I did have the phone number and I sent it to the Vistar account, guess what I don't have right now? I don't have a debit card that works for the ViStar account, so I couldn't send it to Cash App or whatever. It's just so many things. It was just a really bad situation.
But the best part of this story, and then we've got a break, is so now James walking around with an iPad.
Right. So and it's not the iPad Mini.
It's the big iPad.
It's the big iPad. So I'm, you know, checking out
RJ,
stuff.
You're going to love this.
There's a comedian that people love. I personally hate him. It's a guy named Desi Banks. Irrelevant. Yeah, irrelevant. It's only so many things that hood kids can do. Hood guys can do. So I'm going. I gotta use the bathroom before the show. I'm watching this. I actually place the iPad down while I'm using the bathroom.
Why do I know where this is going?
But then I pick the iPad back up, and I'm pulling up my pants, and I swing.
No.
I swing forward. Stop. Everything's up. Yeah, everything's up.
Yeah,
but I swing forward and busting through the door, who but 1010XL's very own
General Sales.
The sales director is Ken Brady, looking at me, fix my pants, pulling them up.
With his iPad.
With the iPad, with the video that there. You really can't see. Just it doesn't look right.
You're gonna get so fired. Sales manager.
And then Ken looks, and then looks, he sees it, then just looks down, just, I don't want to ask no questions.
So the sales manager walks in, James is in the bathroom, pants down, looking at his iPad.
Ken's like, I don't get paid enough for this. I don't know what's going on. And I'm just like, yo, I got to tell this story before this gets really, really bad. Because it could have been anything. James is in there. But I did do this. I do it all the time. But I made sure I washed my hands really thoroughly so that he could hear it, and he heard the water, just so he can know that, like, hey, it was nothing. You know, at least he's cleanly. But what was going through his mind, I can only imagine, because that's funny. Because
of what would go through your mind if you walked in like that.
The views expressed are not necessarily those.
Listen, if you're breaking down adult education film for your job or for people's entertainment because you're bored to death, you know, what you do in your spare time as an adult during the quarantine, I only ask one thing. Wash your damn hands. That's all I ask. Like, whatever you do. But you know, don't do it at work. So I get it. Like, you know, I get it. So I was just like, hey, okay. I didn't have time to really explain. I'm going out. He's coming in. There's an iPad here. So I just keep watching. Desi, Desi's little routine thing. But I just thought
that
was hilarious.
The routine thing?
Yeah. That's what it was.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, power rankings are starting to come out. Way too early power rankings for the NFL. ESPN came out with theirs today. We'll go through those coming up next.
Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
It is the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. And somebody's mad at us that we're doing the power rankings. 728. I was going to get your text line if we had time. He's been texting, but he just hit us with this. Who cares about power rankings when draft happens in a couple weeks and it all changes? Y'all have a good night. Man, hit us with y'all have a good night. Good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Dang.
Okay.
Then fine. I mean, what you want us to do? Jags are 30th. In the power rankings. I mean, I don't think that's breaking news, is it?
I mean, yeah. 30th?
Mm-hmm.
That's two spots higher.
Ahead of the Redskins and ahead of the Bengals.
We're not working hard enough.
You're saying
we're competing. That's why I'm confused. I don't know how to do radio right now. I mean, people might believe that all the time. But I don't know if we're purposely losing or if we're just, like, don't know what we're doing.
That's what I was saying earlier. I don't know what to do either.
So, like, if we're trying to lose on purpose, 32
right.
is number one.
So we want to win at losing.
Yeah. If we don't know what we're doing, then 30 is frustrating because, like, somebody in there believes that we're actually playing to win.
I mean, I don't know. Are the Bengals that bad?
Yeah, they got rid of them. They won Burrow, so.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think they're – are they – I guess so. I mean, they just spent $112 million on three players. DJ Reader, Trey Waynes, and A.J. Green. And then if you're going to take Joe Burrow number one, I mean, recent history has told us that the number one guy is good for a couple wins. Right? I mean, you look at what Baker did a couple years ago in his first year. He won like six games.
He did.
You look at what my man did out of Arizona last year. He won a few games. So if you're picking number one overall, he better at least get you a few wins. Like if you're saying the Jags are 30th, and then what you're saying is they're going to win a couple games. Like, I mean, I would have to put the Bengals at least over under a five, wouldn't you, with the number one overall pick?
No.
No?
Well, who else do they have?
I don't know.
AJ don't want to be there.
He does now. They got a quarterback.
AJ wanted out. Even knowing, everybody's known it wasn't no secret who they were trying to get. They don't have any talent.
Detroit's down there. The Giants are down there. The Panthers are down. Jets. Dolphins 25th. The one that's crazy is, where do you think the Bucs should be now that they've got Brady?
15.
They're 10. 10. I'm looking for the Patriots to see how far they fell when Brady left. Patriots are 13th. They went from 7 to 13. Bucks went from 19 to 10. It's a pretty big jump. Let's bring in another local business. Let's do that. You want to do that? That was fun before. Let's do it again. Oh, I see. I love this place. Tom Ashton from Edwin Watts Golf, who you can hear on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. See, I could walk around Edwin Watts for hours and hours. That's one of my favorite stores. Tom, what's going on, man?
We're sitting here just kind of a little vacation, and unfortunately the wrong type, but we're just kind of getting by day.
Do you have a golf simulator at your house?
Oh, wish I did.
You don't?
I don't. Nope.
See, I think y'all should rent those things out during this time.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea.
I'll take one at the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd do that all day long. I love golf simulators, man.
I wish I could afford to put one in my house.
What's that?
A golf simulator.
You wish you could what?
Afford to put one in my house.
You'd rent one, wouldn't you?
I mean, how much is it to rent one?
Tom, we're gonna start a new business.
The way he said, lets me know that I can't afford it.
That sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
No, I love golf simulators, man. I love those things. But Tom, how are things over at Edwin Watts? Like, what are you guys doing right now? Are you just having to close?
Right, we closed on the 19th, and tentatively we're looking at April 3rd to reopen. But you know, everything's so dynamic and fluid with this thing, we don't know.
Yeah, that's tough, man. It's like that's the crazy thing about this too, is you just went from probably doing pretty good business to the doors locked like overnight.
Yeah, we were just hitting stride. Our season was just starting, you know, very very first week of March, our season starts to take off, and it doesn't stop till after Father's Day, and it's pretty much we hit a brick wall.
And y'all and did y'all close, was that the weekend of the players or did y'all close the week after? I don't remember.
The 19th. So the week after.
Okay. And the players is always usually if they play the tournament, it's probably a pretty big weekend for you guys too, that following week with people all golf fevered out, isn't it?
It is, you know, and the sad part about it is for the whole region, it's a phenomenal business boom for, you know, F&B business, hotel, everything, every business. And it just pretty much hit the whole region. So it's a big hit for us this year.
How long has Edwin Watts been in business?
Over 50 years. I've been here in Jacksonville over 20 years.
Okay. In your 20 years, have you ever dealt with anything even remotely close to this?
Not even close.
even like the crash of 08 when people didn't really have disposable income and that was tough times for businesses, this is still just a lot worse, right?
It is. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, that in the Great Depression, golf was the very last thing people gave up playing and doing.
Wow.
Wow. So, you know, right now the golf courses are packed. You know, they've taken precautions, but the golf courses are just wall-to-wall people playing golf. So
are they? I was thinking about that the other day. Yeah. Are they really locally here too?
Yeah, they are. They're very, very busy. So
I mean, the weather's been amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, perfect. This is the best time. I don't like to play during the summer. It's just too dang hot.
Right.
This time of year, which has been hot this year, and really from Thanksgiving through Christmas, that's my favorite times to play.
Right.
Locally here. What is it that you want to tell customers of Edwin Watts right now about, you know, just about the business and what you guys are doing to make sure that you guys are there for you, for everybody whenever you come out of this?
Well, you know, we're looking at it as we're going to just open a door and just do business as usual. We're definitely going to be there for everybody. We would certainly like to send out our prayers and best wishes for everyone that's been affected. Obviously, it's everyone. Our thoughts are with them. We certainly appreciate any support and all the support that they've given. I've received numerous emails of concern. Not even about the business. It's pretty much concerned to make sure we're all, you know, our staff and everybody's okay. So we feel the same about everybody in town.
Now, you guys, I would imagine, because that a lot of people are like me with Edwin Watts, a lot of repeat customers, right? I mean, it's just relationship-driven. People play golf. People buy golf clubs frequently. Or, you know, if you're like me, you go through a driver every couple of months, every 6 months. So when you guys open the door, I mean, you guys have been around long enough. You're not a brand new business that hopefully it'll return to business as usual.
Well, you know, our philosophy is always about relationships and take care of the people that take care of you. So whether it's our business or any other business, we're going to do the same. Goes both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Any idea of what you think the PGA Tour will do?
Speculation. It looks like they're still going to try to fit in three of the majors at the end of the year at this point. You know, I think talks are on the table right now that if everything clears up, it'll get into May, end of April, May, pretty good, and things start to settle down and level off. You know, they're talking still squeezing them in at the end by the end of the year.
You said three of them?
Three of them, right. And I know that, you know, the Masters and the PGA and the Open Championship across the pond, they're all looking at still getting it in. I know that the PGA is, they're doing compensation based on FedEx points and position and rank on the tour. So they're doing, you know, there's like a $100,000 check, $50,000 check that they're giving to players. And there's a group out in California that's kind of stepped up for the caddies. So, you know, there's a lot of goodwill and great thoughts and things being done for the players and their caddies. So, you know, they're not being forgotten.
Well, when everything clears up and the doors open back up, make sure you guys get out to see Edwin Watts. I mean, only golf place I've ever really shopped at locally. Like, I can walk around you guys' store forever, Tom.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody that has believed in us and stayed with us through the years and the up and down times. And again, it's about we care about the people. The golf clubs take care of themselves. The store is there for everybody, and I can't wait to get open again to see all our friends.
Well, Tom, we appreciate it, man, and best wishes through this, and we will see you guys shortly, hopefully.
You bet. Be safe and be healthy. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Tom. That's Tom with Edwin Watts Golf, just bringing you guys some local companies here that we need you guys to remember and support if you can. Edwin Watts has been around for over 20 years here locally, one of my favorite places. That's where you need to go.
Check them out.
We need to get you in golf, like legit in golf.
I thought I was going to get a chance to.
What happened?
This?
Don't blame this.
I can't do it. It's not practicing social distancing.
Even going to the golf courses?
Like if the golf courses are packed.
But you're in groups of four.
Yeah, but you still should like have, I mean, it should be less people. The whole purpose of this is go spend some time with your family. It won't kill you guys.
I kind of see what you're saying there. It's kind of like
it's like the biggest thing that you're
it's
the
not
person.
A job, right?
You're the person who just woke me up to all of this.
I am,
and I got angry. I really hated people yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because just going back and forth, having people who I know, like I've got some people who actually I know some people personally who are affected by it. We all know one person got his business put out there, right, wrong, or indifferent. We all know him, but. It's just the people who are just at, the economy, this. And I get it. There are some really things, like, but it's been 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even that. Most of us has really been 2 weeks on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it if it lasts longer. Well, you know, that's when you actually, you're supposed to panic when you're at, or be in distress when you're actually in distress. If you're in distress after 2 weeks, you were on the verge. You should have. You were on the verge of like losing it all anyway. It could have been you just got the regular flu. You would have been in a bad spot. But in all of this, there's just so many good things that
and
have come out of
just
it.
Just to be clear, you're not talking about business owners. You're talking like the business owner thing is a whole different thing.
Well, yeah, that's a whole point. Different thing. Yeah. I understand that.
You're
when
trying
you
to
have
make
to actually
payroll.
Close.
And,
you have to. Yeah, I got that part. And really, with, and I won't get into the political part of it because that pisses me off for the small business owner in particular. You didn't get bailed out, but. You know, it's hard to have the surplus in a lot of those things because many of us are seasonal. So mm-hmm. I got it. But really, I thought about something. Like, I got a chance to play catch with my son. Like, and I could really count on my hand how many times I've really done that, but I've played catch with a lot of other people's sons.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're just there. Like, you mean to tell me you're going – and it's not – we're not on lockdown. We don't even have a curfew, do we? Did Mary Brett Curry put us on a curfew officially?
No idea.
I know Rick said something about it, but
I go home after this, so I don't.
Again, it's a curfew. Even if it is, most cities is a curfew at 11 p.m. Most of y'all are in bed, but you just don't like that there's actually some kind of parameters that you would have already done anyway. Like, the restaurants are still open. Go support them.
Mm-hmm.
You have a car. You can drive. There is no tank on the street saying you can't go to this restaurant.
Gas cheap.
Gas is cheap. It's so many
things. $1.65 today.
Dude, it's so many things, and I'm like, all right, we get it. Everybody's not going to get it. But the one cool thing, the one thing about all of this, I always tell people with the percentages thing, if I can choose the one, if I can make sure that my family isn't in the 1 to 2%, I'm cool with that. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I do know this is that, you know, a lot of us are just making complaints. Now, for the athlete, though, it's different. We just got tagged in something by our boy Blake. And I know this could be a tease. I don't do those very well. But he says it may be an extremely unpopular opinion, but spring athletes shouldn't have another season. It's unfortunate, but the entire theory of scholar athlete is for a degree.
Nope.
They should pay the spring athletes immediately. Thoughts or something like that. But bottom line is, and there's so many people who are going to say they should do it. But those same people, anytime paying athletes is brought up, the thing they bring up is, well, they're there for their degree.
No, that's
if they're there for their degree, then you should not be whining about the loss of your college.
And that's what I was telling you off air earlier, like just the ramifications of them being the NCAA has granted another year of eligibility to spring athletes. The ramifications of that will be felt not just next year and not just in spring sports. It's going to affect football as well.
Right.
Like, there's zero doubt about that. That's something we don't have time tonight, but we'll definitely get in to tomorrow. There's some good stuff on the text line, the 1010XL text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures. I want to close the show with that. We'll get to some of your texts coming up next.
1010XL. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Wrapping up the Sports Den on a Monday night. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 to 10. And then Wednesday is 7 to 9. Right? Yep. Okay. And then Thursday and Friday, 6 to 8. Man, tell me I don't know my stuff, RJ. I'm on it, man. Hopefully you guys will join us the whole week. Tell your friends about it as well. Even if you don't like it, just lie for us. Just do us that solid. You guys have been blowing up the text line tonight, and I really just haven't. I've done a terrible job of reading it. That's my bad. Somebody wants somebody 576 says someone front James a phone. If somebody can't do that, you can't just like you couldn't just put out on Facebook, I need a phone.
I don't really like you don't they might it? Have a track or something like that. I mean I don't
you
trust
be picky.
Like right now I'm good. I'm in a nice place.
Okay.
Right. I'll get a phone eventually.
It's good to hear that. It's good to hear that. Got a couple that were feeling bad for E.T. from the sound that we played. We're not making fun of them. We've all been there.
Definitely all been there. That's why we are qualified to make fun of them.
Right. Right. We'll get into the spring sports stuff. We got a lot of stuff from you on the spring sports stuff. We'll get into that tomorrow night. 238 says, hey, Denny, let me get a tip since you're telling me how to spend my hard-earned cash. Tell me where you work. Text me back. 238. Text back. Tell me where you work. That you get tips. And if it's a locally owned company, you got it. You got it, big dog. Because while I can, I'm tipping extra right now. That may not be the case in a couple weeks. Though. I may be asking y'all to tip for listening. Let's see. 728, if we were smart and suck for 1 year, we'd be stacked in 2021 with two more firsts and over $100 million cap to spend. Yes. Yes, 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 728. You are correct. I agree. He talks about Cam rather than give up on him. Rather give up on him than roll with him again, and he sucks then in 2021. We have to overpay for a veteran left tackle or have a rookie start when our rebuild is supposed to be over by then. Our rebuild's not going to be over by 2021. It ain't going to be over. But I agree. I agree with everything you're saying. You're preaching it right, 728. Gotcha. Gotcha. Let's see if there's anything else I want to get to before we get out of here. Tiger King is a 14 out of 10. I mean, I wish I'd have saw this earlier. Bleacher Report's doing a bracket that has the all-time Jags team playing the all-time Colts team.
Oh, we're losing.
Yo, Colts gonna kill us. I'll check that out. We'll get into that tomorrow night. Mark my words, the Jags will draft FSU running back Cam Akers, 318. I hope so. I love Cam.
What round?
Love him. I'm take him third.
I'm with Matt Hayes. Get yeah. AJ Dillon in the fourth.
Okay.
Kid from Boston College. Good running back.
Gotcha. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Tell your friends. We'll talk to you then. Y'all be safe.